Trump to meet with oil executives on restoring Venezuela's oil infrastructure. By Nick Gilbertson on January 9, 2026. President Donald Trump will host 17 oil companies at the White House on Friday to discuss investment opportunities to help restore oil infrastructure in Venezuela. A White House official told Breitbart News that 17 companies will be represented at the meeting, including Chevron, Exxon, ConocoPhillips, Continental, Halliburton, HKN, Valero, Marathon, Shell, Trafigura, Vital Americas, Repsol, Eni, Aspect Holdings, Tallgrass, Risa Energy, and Hillcorp. Energy Secretary Chris Wright, Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio will also attend the meeting, slated for 2:30 p.m. ET in the Cabinet Room. Following the announcement of President Trump's historic energy deal with Venezuela, American oil companies will come to the White House to discuss investment opportunities that will restore Venezuelan oil infrastructure, White House spokeswoman Taylor Rogers told Breitbart News Friday morning. The American people, energy companies, and the Venezuelan people will all greatly benefit from these new, unprecedented investments in Venezuela's oil infrastructure thanks to President Trump, she added. Trump announced at a Mar-a-Lago press conference on Saturday that the United States would run Venezuela until time allows for a proper transition, hours after U.S. forces captured former dictator Nicolás Maduro from Caracas. He added that U.S. oil companies would rebuild Venezuela's badly broken oil infrastructure. As everyone knows, the oil business in Venezuela has been a total bust for a long period of time. They were pumping almost nothing by comparison to what they could have been pumping and what could have taken place, he said. We're going to have our very large United States oil companies, the biggest anywhere in the world, go in, spend billions of dollars, fix the badly broken infrastructure, the oil infrastructure, and start making money for the country, he added. Trump announced on Tuesday that Venezuela would turn over 30 to 50 million barrels of high-quality, sanctioned oil to the United States. This oil will be sold at its market price, and that money will be controlled by me, as President of the United States of America, to ensure it is used to benefit the people of Venezuela and the United States, he noted.